I'd like you to find somewhere you can relax. Somewhere you can lie down passively and happily and just relax as we take a journey deep into your mind. Just lay down, close your eyes, think of nothing at all and just relax for me now and listen to my words. We're going to go on a journey today, you and I. We're going to go on a journey of exploration into the very deepest part of your mind. We're going to explore your inner self, your true self, that secret, special part of you that your deepest desires emerge from. We're going to embark on a psychological exploration of your hidden needs, your repressed desires, your secret fantasies, your most intimate longings. We're going to strip away all the noise, all the stresses and insecurities of daily life. And we're going to find a place where we can explore, where you can explore yourself freely and without fear or shame. So just relax, lie still, breathe deeply, and listen to my voice. You might experience my voice as intoxicating, little one. You might experience my voice as if it's almost magical, almost enchanting. You might experience my voice as if it is both coming from deep inside your mind, but also resonating and echoing in the air around you. It's a soothing feeling, a relaxing feeling listening to my voice. It's gentle, yet assured, confident, but with a seductive quality that just makes you sink deep down. Relaxing, sinking so happy and content as you listen to my voice. As my words resonate throughout your mind, just notice the slight vibrations that make up the tonal quality of my voice. My words are resonating at an infinite number of frequencies, and as I speak to you, you begin to feel and understand that all of these frequencies are passing through your mind and body. My voice is washing over you, through you. It is all you can concentrate on, and with each word you feel a subtle sensation of an infinite number of vibrations passing through your mind and body. It is so soothing, so relaxing, as you just take this time to listen to me speak, and you feel my words vibrating throughout your mind, vibrating down every neural pathway, taking over every possible pathway of thought. And that's okay. It's okay because with each word, with every word I say, you begin to experience an elation at this sensuous, overwhelming experience. So just relax for me now, sweetie. Just relax and drift and drift. And relax and allow my words to become the only thing that you can concentrate on or focus on. You are so safe here, little one, protected by me. You are safe from any harm or doubt or anxiety. Keep your eyes closed now and drift. And just imagine I am sat there with you now. Sat close by you, comforting you, reassuring you. Feel my presence beside you as you drift. Feel the light softness of my skin as I gently take your hand. Just lightly holding your hand and feel how secure, how protected that makes you feel. It is a blissful feeling, isn't it, sweetie, to drift along to my words. It's such a happy feeling, a feeling you enjoy, a feeling that is almost giddy and confusing and relaxing and so joyfully passive all at the same time. Yes, sweetie, my words seem to have an authority to them, but it is an authority that is protective and nurturing. It's an authority that your mind yields to because you know that you are safe here, that I am beside you, that I and only I can take you to the places you need to go. As you feel and understand the authority in my voice, you feel more and more relaxed, because to allow my words to think for you, to be you, is such an overwhelming, peaceful, almost delicious experience. It is a secret of submission, my little one. It is a joyful secret that can only be understood through perfect submission, the bliss of letting go, the release of not having to think, the intoxication of a mind free from troubles or decisions to be made or anxiety. It is to be purely human, sweetie, to become perfectly obedient, perfectly docile, perfectly the vessel of another. It is an emotional and joyful release, an almost spiritual expression of the love, joy, and trust vital to the human experience that you can allow me to take control of you completely. It is a blissful sensation as you can let my words become your thoughts, as we strip away all the concerns or fears or anxieties you have ever felt and let you finally become free. Yes, sweetie, submission is complete freedom, and all you have to do is just relax, obey, and enjoy the words you are hearing from the sensations that you are feeling. This is the secret of submission, my little pet. This is the secret of happiness and contentment, and it is our secret, so just relax for me now and listen to my words. And as you listen and drift and listen, I want you to notice how my words are so powerfully merging with your thoughts. It's almost as if my words are your thoughts, as if the words you hear, as in my voice, is somehow coming from the deepest part of your being, the very center of who you are. I want your internal voice to follow my words, to merge with me and become my words. Allow my voice, my authority, to penetrate deep into your mind. Just drift and feel the pleasure this brings. Just feel the happiness. And now allow my voice to merge with your inner voice, with your internal monologue. It is as if I have always been there, as if this authority is part of you, as if my voice is your inner guiding voice that remains with you at all times. This voice is the part of you that makes decisions. This voice is the voice of your subconscious mind that speaks only your deepest desires. That is why it's so easy to just relax and drift for me, sweetie. That is why it's so easy to just be passive and allow my voice to take you where you need to go. My voice and your thoughts are the same. Your thoughts and my voice are the same. Feel it now for me, little one. Feel those flickers of thought wake up and respond to my voice, pulsing and flickering with every word I say. Feel the vibrations in my voice join perfectly with the electrical currents passing through your neural pathways. Experience this now for me. Feel how my words pulse and resonate in your brain. Feel this. Understand it. Just bathe in the happiness and peace that this experience brings. And then commit this sensation to memory for me. Just allow the frequencies in my voice, the intonations, pronunciations, just commit them all to your memory so they can easily be recalled when I'm not here. Feel, remember, and understand that my voice is your thoughts, and your thoughts are my voice. Allow your memory to create, to perfectly replicate my voice in all its qualities so that my voice can be your thoughts even when I am not present. Well done, sweetie. Just relax and drift. Relax and drift with me. I'm here with you now. I'm always present. I'm here beside you. And I'm here inside you, so feel my hand holding yours. Feel my hand gently caressing yours as I sit with you, and breathe deeply for me now, sweetie. We both know that having a feminine voice deep inside your mind is not an entirely unusual experience. We both know that somewhere, at the deepest part of your being, there has always been a feminine essence. We both know this, and it's okay. It's really okay. We both know that somewhere buried inside you is a girl. She has always been the little one. Perhaps she has sometimes been hiding, perhaps sometimes sleeping. But deep inside you, perhaps a large part of you, or perhaps just an important part of you, there has always been a woman. Perhaps you have given her a chance to play. Perhaps you have never allowed her to express herself. Perhaps you have celebrated her. Or perhaps she has been hidden so deeply that there is such a shame for her and you. But what has happened in the past does not matter here, as my voice and your thoughts and her voice and her thoughts are now merging perfectly to create a new inner you. So just relax for me now. Just relax and let the words overwhelm your mind. Just relax, be still, and obey like a good girl. Even just those words cause a tingle, don't they? Just the words, good girl, make your little mind fizz. Just hearing someone calling you a good girl brings pleasure and excitement and contentment. Because my words are her words, and her words are your thoughts. When you hear me say, good girl, you know that you're not just pleasing me, you're saying it to yourself. As I say, good girl, and you say, good girl, you feel deep pleasure to have pleased me so much. But when you think, good girl, and I say, good girl, you understand that you're also saying this to yourself. You are saying this to yourself because you are proud of being a good girl, and I'm saying it to you because I'm proud of you for being a good girl. As my voice, her voice, your voice begins to become your internal monologue in everyday life, as my thoughts replace and merge with your thoughts, and your voice mixes and blends with my voice, you will find yourself calling yourself a good girl. Yes, sweetie, every time you do something that makes you a good girl, even when I'm not here, you will hear my voice, and your voice, and her voice, which is your voice, calling yourself a good girl. It might be that you have quickly and efficiently finished a domestic task, that you first find yourself calling yourself a good girl. It might be after you have finished a particularly challenging piece of work. It might be after you have plucked up the courage to go panty shopping or shave your legs. It might simply be after you have made somebody's life a little easier by helping them with something. It might be that your makeup is perfect, or you have learned a new skill, or that you bought an outfit which suits you perfectly. All of these things make you a good girl. All of these things deserve praise. Anytime you show submission or compliance or generosity, you're being a good girl. Anytime you express your femininity, you're being a good girl. In the words good girl, when you hear them, when you say them, when I say them, they are now linked to a feeling of pure bliss and excitement. It's like your little heart might just burst with pleasure. It is a feeling of deep contentment and self-worth, a feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of knowing that you have acted with love and submission, a feeling that the girl in you is closer than ever to the surface. Yes, sweetie, the words good girl resonate throughout your being, bringing you so much pleasure and excitement. Feel it now, feel the tingle, the ripples of excitement every time you hear the words good girl, and this pleasure is available to you even when you are not listening to this file. All you have to do is something that you know makes you a good girl, and you will hear those words, hear my words, hear your thoughts, calling yourself a good girl.
I want to be a good girl. I want to be a good girl. I want to be a good girl. I want to be a good girl.
Relax and sink deeply for me now. Just relax and feel yourself drop deep down. Hear my words and drop deep down as you bask for a little in the pleasure of becoming my good girl. Imagine my presence next to you, gently holding your hand. Feel yourself smile inside. Feel safe and warm and happy and content, just like a very good girl. I can see the girl in you lying there. I can see the woman before my eyes. I can feel the softness of your skin as I gently caress your hands. I can trace my fingertips over your long, exquisitely painted nails. I can stroke my fingers along your smooth, slender arms to your narrow shoulders, just caressing you, stroking your skin over your shoulder now, over your bra strap, feeling your long hair tickling as it brushes against the back of my hand. Yes, sweetie, however you are really dressed, lying there, understand that in this space, in our space, you're always dressed like a good girl, and you want to be a good girl, so understand now. At the very center of your being, say with me now, let our voices make a commitment together that you want to be a good girl, and good girls dress like good girls. Feel this is deep longing now for me, a deep yearning that you need to be dressed like a good girl as often as possible. If you are dressed like a good girl as you listen to this file, then feel a tingle now. And if you are not dressed like a good girl, then feel a tingle, but feel a yearning also. Feel a deep and committed and certain longing that as soon as possible, in any way you can, you will make sure you are dressed as a good girl. Now, feel a ripple of pleasure as my hand gently strokes your neck, holding your sleeping face delicately and smiling down at you. Just relax now as my fingertip traces down your neck, down to your chest, down to where your cleavage begins to form. And hear yourself sigh as my hand gently smooths down the front of your blouse, My palm just slightly touching your soft breast. Feel the tingle for me now. Experience the pleasure. Understand that only a good girl can feel these exquisite sensations as I lift the hem of your blouse and gently scrape my fingers across your smooth, slim tummy. Feel me next to you now, deep down in trance, caressing your mind. Understand I'm here with you and feel me, visualize me as you drift. Sense my presence beside you. And feel my touch as my hand strokes over the curve of your hips, tracing my hand down the outside of your thigh, over your knee, then slowly and playfully fluttering my fingers up on your inner thigh. Just relax now, feel the sensations. Just relax and breathe as I reach up and take your hand. As I take your hand, I guide it downwards, holding it tenderly as I guide your fingers down. Down to that intimate place in between your legs. And feel me take your fingertips in my hand and just push them against your panties, right between your legs. Yes, sweetie, just allow me to show you, allow me to teach you just how good being a girl can feel. Feel my hand push your fingertips against the delicate softness in between your legs. Feel the tingle, feel the moisture, feel the excitement as I start to work your fingers up and down. Pushing, caressing, stroking. And as the tingle grows, as you touch yourself, feel the sensation of pleasure spread from between your legs. Feel it spread out to your entire body as you tingle with joy and excitement. Allow this tingle to overwhelm you, overwhelming your mind completely, changing your mind completely, understanding completely that this is how good girls receive pleasure. Feel your body, completely female now, your smooth legs, your hot wet sex, your breasts rising and falling as your breath quickens. Feel the tingle all over your body, feel the pleasure taking you over completely, changing you, recreating you, centering your desires, your needs, your entire spectrum of sexuality, committed to becoming this very good girl. Understand, as the feeling of pleasure races through your mind, that new neural pathways are being created, that real physical changes are now taking place, and that those changes cannot be undone. As you feel the pleasure from rubbing yourself in that most intimate place, understand that the association between experiencing this pleasure and being a good girl is now physically embedded within the structure of your brain. Does you touch yourself, hear that voice from deep inside you? Hear her longing, hear your voice, longing over and over that you want to be a good girl. Vocalize the words inside your mind as you touch your hot red sex. Hear the words over and over. I want to be a good girl. 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 And stop now. Relax. And drift. Just stop for me now as I take your hand once more, lifting it away from that secret special place and resting it on your lap. Just stop, relax, and drift in the cloud of pleasure and excitement we have just created. Just stop now and reflect on the experience. Make the link between the pleasure you felt. Make the connection. Understand that being a good girl, being a submissive girl, being a horny girl brings you so much pleasure. Good girl, just relax now and sink deeper and deeper and listen to my words. Listen to my words and hear my voice and allow my voice and your thoughts and the women in you and my thoughts. Feel them all blend and twist and melt into one true voice, your inner voice. And as you listen, as you sink deeper and deeper and listen to these words, it is time to understand what the expression good girl really means. Yes, sweetie, you have explored your body. You have woken the woman within. You have allowed her voice and my voice to join with your own. So just listen now. Listen and relax. Open, obedient, and let's start to understand how being a good girl is going to change and interact with your everyday life. I like my good girls to be girly girls, sweetie. Yes, princess. I like my good girls to be as feminine as possible. And that girl inside you, sweetie, she wants to be a girly girl as well. Her thoughts are your thoughts, and my words are her desires, and her desires are your desires. So understand, we understand that this desire, this need to be as feminine as possible at all times, is in reality coming from the very deepest part of your identity. You have probably seen good girls many times and understand that good girls can come with all kinds of styles and personalities. But your style, your personality, your desire is to become as feminine as possible. You're not the kind of girl who would wear pants when she could be showing off her legs. You're not the kind of girl who would watch sports when she could be weeping over some romantic comedy. You're not the type of girl who would choose dark, autumnal or boring colours when you can have pastel pink. You're not the type of girl who would wear drab or practical underwear when you could have ruffles or lace or frills. It's almost comical. It's undeniably cute. How you giggle and flirt and pose and pout just like the girliest of girls. It's becoming your nature, sweetie. Just simply who you are. You love to read about fashion and follow the latest styles and think about how you can incorporate them into your look. You love to spend hours in the bathroom plucking and preening, testing new products or having a bubble bath. You love to eat ice cream and snuggle up in your PJs whilst watching a movie, whilst you paint your toenails. You love giving yourself me time, just pampering yourself, making yourself pretty, becoming as girly as a girl as is possible to be. So as you relax and listen to my words and then make a commitment with me now, make a firm commitment that you're going to change your life to become this person we both want you to be. The person perhaps that you were meant to be. And understand that this will mean changes in your everyday life. Understand that becoming a good girl will mean you make changes in your everyday life. Make a commitment now. Hear my words. Hear your thoughts. Make a commitment with me now that you're going to work on changes to your life to become as feminine as you possibly can. It does not matter what you have done already, sweetheart. This is not a competition, but a journey. And where you are starting that journey does not matter at all. What is important is that you move forward, little one. What is important is that you begin to develop as a good girl. So, if you have never brought a feminine outfit before, then you will be hitting the mall. And if you've never shaved your legs before, then you'll be buying razors and finally getting rid of all that nasty fuss. If you have a whole wardrobe of pretty things but have never ventured out, then it's time to research, sweetie, and find a safe way and you can brave the outside world. It does not matter where you are the first time you listen to this file. It matters where you are going. And the more you listen to the words in this file, and the more you understand that my words are your thoughts, and your thoughts are her desires, and her desire are my words, then you will have the confidence, the feminine power to push yourself forward. You will shave those legs, you will paint those nails, you will buy that outfit, you will wear those panties, you will shape those eyebrows, you will learn to walk in heels, you will wiggle those hips. You will flirt, you will giggle, you will do everything you can to become a good girl. And the most exciting part of all is that with every feminine act, you'll hear my voice, hear your inner train of thought, telling you that you're a good girl, and this will make you giddy with excitement. It will be overwhelming. Perhaps you will be leaving a store, clutching your panties, all shy and embarrassed and cute. You'll hear my voice saying, good girl, and you'll feel like you might just burst. You'll feel a wave of elation, a breathtaking sensation of happiness and pride every time you hear those words, good girl. Any doubts, any concerns, any insecurities will disappear immediately as you're reminded of your file. You're reminded of your inner voice. You immediately feel peaceful, euphoric, and so excited. You'll feel like the good girl that you've always longed to become, and who now is taking her place as the driving force in your personality and lifestyle. It will be addictive, sweetie. It will be a compulsion, a constant yearning to experience the pleasure you feel when you hear my voice as a good girl. It will drive you forward every day. It will make you better, a more delicate you, a less serious you, a happy you. It will be an addiction, a burning desire that will whisper to you in your dreams and throughout the working day. And as it grows stronger and deeper and so much more powerful, it will become subconscious. Will become natural and subconscious and fully embedded within your personality. Every feminine act, every time you're called a good girl, it will drive you forward to become a better, more girly good girl. My words, which are your thoughts, will drive you forward a little every day. As my words and your thoughts become the same, then you will understand that this is not just me calling you a good girl. It is you, the woman in you. You, the girl at the very center of your being, who is truly generating these changes in your life. That when you hear the words good girl, it is you telling yourself how proud you are of yourself for becoming the person you truly need to be. Now just relax and drift for me and let these new ideas and ways of experiencing life embed themselves completely at every level of your consciousness and subconscious mind. Just relax and understand. Relax and obey. Relax and accept completely that you are my good girl. And that being a good girl means being a girly girl, and that this will drive you forward in every aspect of your life from now on. Just relax now, sweetie, and sink deep down for me, completely relaxed and happy and compliant. Hear my words as your thoughts. Hear my voice as your inner voice. Feel the vibrations, the intonations, the sensuous tones of my voice taking its place at the very core of your being. Becoming you, commanding you, owning you, taking its place at the very core of your being, controlling you completely until you can no longer even tell any difference between my voice or your thoughts. Did you think that, or did I say it? Did I say that, or did you think it? Is there really any difference? Does it even matter when you feel so happy and relaxed? Good girl, just drift for me now. Imagine me beside you. Feel my presence as you sink deeper and deeper. Feel me take your hand. Feel happy and compliant and eager to hear what I have to say. Because there is more than being pretty to being a good girl, sweetie. Yes, there is so much more than just becoming as feminine as possible if you truly wish to become a good girl. Good girls are submissive. Good girls are compliant. Good girls always do as they're told. Good girls always put others before themselves. And that is what you must learn for me now, sweetie. So just relax for me. Lie back, breathe deeply, and just relax. And we will explore how this magical experience is going to make even more changes to your life. It is an unfortunate fact that men in our society have been socialized to be aggressive and competitive and to always assume authority. This unacceptable situation is the cause of much that is unpleasant in this world. But for you, sweetie, it is a different kind of torment. You have been taught your entire life to be the opposite of a good girl. You have been forced by social forces into a role which is in complete opposition to the person that you truly are. Understand for me now, sweetie, as my words resonate throughout your mind, that it is this that has been the cause of much of the anxiety and shame and denial that you may have felt at times about your true nature. Feel how true these words are now as you listen to my voice and realize that this pressure to be dominant, to be competitive, to be aggressive, to always put yourself first, has never really been the person that you wanted to be. It's almost ironic. The role that has trapped so many women in this world is the role that you desire so strongly. You want to be a good girl, and that's okay. It's really okay. You understand now that some feelings, some emotions, and some aspects of your personality will have to change to allow your true self to finally flower. So just relax now, sweetie. Sink right down, feel comfortable and happy, and open and receptive as we explain the changes you need to begin to make in your life. And as you drift and hear my voice and hear your thoughts and understand that my voice is your thoughts, I want you to think of the women you know in your life. Just turn your attention to the women you perhaps work with or socialize with. I'm sure you have many opinions about the different and varied women in your life. I'm sure you admire some of them, perhaps dislike others, perhaps you do not have strong feelings about some either way. I'm sure there are women in your life you have found physically appealing or alluring in some way. I'm sure there are women in your life who are friends or friendly towards you, and women in your life that you do not have perhaps a close relationship with. All of these women have something to teach you, sweetie. All of these women, in their varied and wide-ranging expressions of womanhood, have something to teach you about your new position in this world. They are all your teachers, sweetie, every one. They are not sexual objects or ornaments, they are inspirations. The women you admire, the women you feel attraction to, they're the kind of women that you aspire to be. And the women you don't like so much, well, they're just reflecting aspects of your own personality that you're unsure about or feel uncomfortable with. All of these women are your teachers, princess. All of these women have something to teach you about how it is to grow up as a female in this world. All of these women deserve your respect. And like my voice is your voice and my thoughts are your thoughts, all of these women will have a powerful impact on you when you speak with them. The very presence of a woman, the sound of her voice, will remind you that you are a good girl. The simple experience of speaking with a woman will remind you that you are compliant, obedient, and that you want to listen to what she has to say, that you want to learn from her, that you want to understand how it might feel to be her, that you want to experience how it may feel to be her by fulfilling her needs. Understand with me now that your need to serve women is an expression of your desire to be a good girl. It's an expression of your desire to give her control, allow her to lead, allow her to make decisions, because that is how a good girl learns. And understand that if there are women who exploit your newfound submission, then this can only help you learn to become a good girl. Perhaps there will be a woman who just notices your new nature and begins to expect you to do things for them, to take for granted that it is you who makes the coffee, it's you who cleans any spaces you might share, it's you who takes a back seat in the conversation, it's you who obeys without question. It does not have to be overt, princess. This is not about crawling around on your knees like a slave girl. It's simply about making yourself helpful and obedient and compliant, and putting the needs of others before your own. And understand that by obeying these women, that they are acting through you, sweetie, that you are becoming a little puppet that only exists to help them to achieve their aims and goals. It's just like my voice, sweetie, just like the way my voice has replaced your inner thoughts. By acting to make a woman's life more comfortable, more successful, more enjoyable, you're allowing her to act through you as an extension of her and her needs. And this makes you a very good girl, sweetie. This makes your inner voice tell you that you are a good girl, and you feel the same burst of giddy euphoria as you do when you take steps to make yourself more feminine. Just relax for me now and allow these new ideas, these new ways of being, to begin to crystallize in your mind. Imagine yourself as perfectly compliant, as obedient and respectful, and always happy to help and feel the euphoria that it brings. Feel the joy, the secret of submission, as your heart opens up and you feel like you might just burst. Feel the giggly, giddy happiness wash over you, as you make a commitment with me now to always be an obedient, compliant, helpful, and pleasant good girl. Make a commitment now to understanding that all women are your teachers. All women have something you can learn from. All women have the right to act through you to achieve their aims. And understand that by becoming this puppet, by not having to think or worry about your silly self, you will learn to experience a pleasure that is more than just a tingle. It's an almost spiritual experience. You understand that the women you meet are no longer potential sexual partners, but the people who will guide you on your journey to becoming a good girl. And so you accept completely that being passive, compliant, and obedient is your true nature. And you are eager to express this to the world. You want to show the world you are a good girl. You want to hear me calling you a good girl. You need to show to everyone you meet, and perhaps most importantly to yourself, that you can be a very good girl. So as this file draws to a close, you slowly and gently start to come to full awareness, then feeling the euphoric tingle that comes from the pride you feel in yourself that you have begun to make the changes that are necessary. Listen to my voice, understand that my voice is your thoughts, and your thoughts are my voice. Just start to come back to the world and reach full awareness. Feel yourself just beginning to wake up, ready to open your pretty eyes, feeling happy and elated, peaceful and compliant, and full of joy at the changes we have made. Good girl, just wake up for me now, sweetie. Just wake up now. Good girl, just open your eyes for me and come back to full awareness. Good girl, just wake up now, happy and full of love and joy for the world as you go about your day. It's been a delight taking you on this journey to find your true self, your inner feminine self, and I hope that we can do it again soon. In fact, I know that you'll be back soon because, as I said, it's extremely addictive to connect to your true feminine nature.
I want to be a good girl. 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 I want to be a good girl.
To be beautiful.
I want to be a good girl.
To be
transformed. I want to be a good girl. I want to be a good girl. I want to be a good girl. I want to be a good girl.
To be beautiful.
I want to be a good girl.
You're going to be transformed.
Goodbye, princess.